welcome to another broadcast of the Pamela Folden Show on the Artist First Radio Network. All past shows are available in podcast form. Please visit artistfirst.com. She's the author of 9 books, a cat and dog expert, and the host of this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pamela Folden.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining me, whether you're listening live or on the archives. I've got a great show planned for you tonight. Again, I'm Pamela Folden, and before we get to tonight's show about imagination, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in Plano, Texas, where I got a love of animals right off the bat. I grew up in a house full of animals and with 2 wonderful parents that taught me all about pet care and the responsibility it takes to have a pet. So I not only wanted to help care for my household full of animals, I wanted to save every stray dog and cat I came across on a walk, every injured baby bird I found on the street. I just absolutely thought that I could save and rescue everybody. And my love of animals has taken me a long way because now I have a house of my own full of animals that I absolutely love. And my other passion in life has always been writing. I have been writing journals, diaries, you name it. I've been writing from a very, very young age. And no, I wasn't always a good editor. But I have been writing short stories. And so in the last 5 years, I've decided to combine my 2 passions into one. And I have 2 different children's book series currently out on Amazon that I'm excited to tell you about. The first one is a middle grade fiction book series that the series title is Megan's World. And this is based on my real life cats because over 7 years ago, I had the incredible experience of finding an abandoned litter of 1-day old kittens. And I brought them home. Again, I want to save everybody. I brought them home, bottle raised them, and I couldn't part with any of them. I still have them all here with me today. As a matter of fact, they're laying around my study listening to me talk right now. But that was such an incredible experience that I thought, what a great idea for a way to truly teach young readers about the path that it takes to have a pet of their own. And so that's what 13-year-old Megan does in the first book. Is she bottle raises the kittens exactly like I did and learns about pet care and responsibility. And as the series progresses, she learns more about pet care by pet sitting and working with a local veterinarian and taking an interest in becoming a veterinarian herself. So it's been a really fun book series to work with because I was a pet sitter and a dog trainer in pet hotels for a number of years before I started writing my book series. So I have lots of different clients and lots of different pet experiences that I can make into characters in my book, and it's just been a real fun series to work with. My other book series is a picture book series based upon my real-life dog. Unfortunately, Sonny has passed away a couple of years ago, but he was a once-in-a-lifetime Shih Tzu to have as part of my life. He was incredibly intelligent, and I was a dog trainer back when he was part of my life, so he was my demo dog, going with me to all the training classes, to the pet resorts, to the pet events, absolutely everywhere with me. And for one of the pet shows, I was asked to teach him a trick that no one had ever seen before and that very few dogs did. Well, if you ask Sonny to lay down and roll over or play dead or shake paws or do any of those normal dog tricks, Sonny was kind of one and done. He got bored. I'm convinced he was bored after one round of this. So I kid you not, I taught him to read. And you can see his incredible reading videos on his website, sonnythewonderdog.com, And so that is what my new picture books taught. I had to come up with a creative way of explaining Sunny's intelligence. So the only way I could come up with to describe it, he had to be an alien from outer space in the Shih Tzu body. And so that's what the premise of Sunny the Wonder Dog series is. Is Sunny is an alien disguised as a Shih Tzu, comes to Earth and befriends a 7-year-old girl and her 2 Westies, and has to learn how to be a dog and acclimate to being a dog on Earth. So both of those series have been a joy and fun to work with for me. And that's how I came up with the idea for tonight's show, which is all about imagination, which as a writer and also an editor and ghostwriter on Fiverr.com, I'm using my imagination a lot. I'm using that creative part of my brain a lot. So I've come up with several different ways that can help you improve your imagination. And I've compiled this list off of a number of writers' blogs that I frequent and am a part of. So we're going to go through them here tonight. And some of them I've tried and some of them I haven't, but let's get going, talking about imagination. The first one that I came up with from the different websites that I was looking at was just having an incredible conversation. And it's so simple when you think about it, but when I get really stuck on how am I going to do this or just really stressed out of, oh my gosh, I have so much stuff to get done today, just having a simple conversation with someone else that can kind of bring me down to, okay, just take it step by step, break it down, you can do this type thing, that will help me get back in that creative mindset instead of overwhelmed, panic almost mindset. And also, if I'm struggling with, okay, I need another part of the story, having a conversation really helps me kind of work through the writer's block. So there's several different ways that conversations can really work for me. And this is one that I have experienced. The other way that conversation has really inspired my imagination is just talking about passions or talking about daily lives with my friends or my family, just kind of communicating on, I'm not talking politics. I just mean talking something fun, lighthearted, even what movie you've seen or what music you like, anything that can inspire you to think of something in another way. And I love doing that. And it's always very, very helpful to keep my imagination sharp and my imagination going. Another one that I've gotten used to just since the last 5 years of being a writer is keeping an idea journal. And I started out trying to get my books ready for publication on Amazon and all that type of things, thinking that I've got a good memory, I'll remember this. Well, yeah, I may have a good memory, but I'll admit starting the idea journal was the best way to keep my imagination sharp and to keep all those great ideas that I have in my conscious and in a place where I could actually remember them and look at them and use them instead of it being 6 months down the road and me totally forgetting them. So the idea journal is really cool because whether it's just a unique outfit that I'd never be able to pull off wearing by myself, I think, oh man, that would be a great outfit to describe to as a character wearing it, whether it's a unique accent that I like, thinking, oh, getting a character to talk like that and mimicking those little sayings or whatever it might be in that particular person's dialogue, or just a true life event. And I've had many of those. So I write down, okay, this happened today of going to this type of restaurant or going to this type of sporting event, there's their ideas for future books. And so I find the idea journal completely useful to keep my imagination sharp, because when I'm looking up, okay, I need to write another Megan's World book for my series, what can I use? Or I've got this ghostwriting assignment for a Fiverr client, what can I use to embellish this idea that they've given me? And I flip back through my idea journal, which I now have several of them because it seems like my brain never fully shuts off. I have one in my purse, one by my workstation, and one by my bed, because inevitably when I lay down at night and I'm supposed to be going to sleep, that's when great ideas hit me. I don't know. And the other way that I did a whole radio series talking about this earlier, and you can check out in the archives on artistfirst.com, is jam writing. And this kind of ties into the idea journal because it's writing. But the idea of jam writing or keeping a journal or a diary is just writing down all your thoughts about what happened that day, what happened at that event, or whatever might be going through your mind. I use it on a daily basis of my thoughts from the day, as well as a way to get me past where I'm struggling with a scene in a story that I can't figure out how to move forward. The idea with jam writing is you start writing and you keep writing for a full 10 minutes until the timer on your cell phone or your Alexa goes off. And I've had many a times where I've written, I don't know what to write. That was the first page sometimes, especially when I'm working on a story idea. I have no idea how to solve this. I don't know what to say. But eventually, if you just keep writing, you're not allowed to stop, you do come up with an idea. And I absolutely love that I was taught to do jam writing in one of my high school study courses. So that is a really, really fun way to get me past writer's block and keep my imagination going that I found. Another way that I never really put two and two together until I was compiling the list for today's show, but I'm notorious for doing, is doodling. And I'm sure lots of you listeners can relate to being in a lecture, being in a high school class, and just doodling on the side of your paper, doodling in the margins of your notebook. I'm notorious for doing that. Just even if it's coloring in the corners of the page or doing something, but doodling is a phenomenal way to get your imagination going just because you're drawing something or you're coloring something. And I've even gotten a stack of the adult coloring notebooks that I find it relaxing. I find it just calming for me to kind of focus my attention and color in the pages of these adult coloring books. And it's another form of doodling. And then I can get back to, okay, now I've got to finish this project. So doodling is something that I've been doing for years. I never really put two and two together for increasing my imagination, but I know now that I've read the article on it, it sure does work, and it's a lot of fun. Another way for increasing my imagination that I know I do almost on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times a day, is working in a new environment. I am so glad I have a laptop computer that I work off of instead of a true desktop, because if I get stuck in wherever I'm working, I just pick up my laptop and move to a new location. I might start off at the kitchen table, then move to the couch, then move to the study. I just move the laptop all over the place because I guess I get bored of the surroundings or something. But moving to a new location sure does help increase my imagination. And so I was excited to see it on one of these blog sites that I was reading about imagination preparing for this show. Is it's actually a research fact that it's one of the best methods to increase your imagination levels, to not work at the same place every day and in the same environment. That really interesting. The next item I found to increase your imagination, I haven't tried per se, but now I'm really fascinated to try after reading about it, is reading fairy tales. Now, I'm an avid reader, probably because I am a writer, and I like to see what other writers are doing, whether it's Bible study books or other middle grade fiction or just adult fiction books. I'm always reading at least two or three books at a time, but I've never tried reading fairy tales that is supposed to increase your imagination just because of the simple and fantasy ideas that they come up with in these fairy tales. So now I'm totally going to pull my book of fairy tales off the shelf and see how that increases my imagination, because they're so simple. You're supposed to be able to actually be daydreaming while reading them, which I love daydreaming. I'm pretty much always doing some sort of daydream in my head if I am not writing. But it's something so simple that it gets your imagination going. So I'm totally going to try that starting tomorrow. So I found that really fascinating. The next way to increase your imagination that I do just because I have to, otherwise I'd procrastinate like crazy, is having a daily routine. And I do that and always have. I've always been pretty much a routine person. I find I do better on it. Is I have a set time where I wake up, mostly because I have 5 cats in the house that wake me up saying, it's breakfast time, come feed us. And so we get up and I do some chores around the house. I take care of all the pets and I sit down to write at the same time every day. And I write until the same time every night. And I have my task list for the day each day. And it just totally keeps me organized and on track for what I need to get done each day. So I don't know. I've never been one to not be able to do it based upon a routine. I find something calming and whatever, soothing to be doing it, a routine. It's familiar, I guess, is the word I was looking for a minute ago. So I found that really exciting to see. Okay, this routine thing that I have going on is actually increasing my imagination. And I can tell you that it does just because I'm not thinking of the 100 other things that I should be doing. It's a daily routine that I'm set in doing. And especially since this COVID pandemic has been keeping us all at home more, I've gotten even more of a routine than I used to have. So that's a really good way that I can tell you does work to increase your imagination. But I'm so glad you guys are here with me tonight. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back in just a minute to go over some more ways to increase your imagination here on Artist First Radio Network. I'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, Arnold Schwarzenegger here with an important announcement. You may remember me from movies like The Terminator, but I would like to talk about one particular movie where I go to Mars. There is this mountain called Pyramid Mountain, and all this crazy alien shit goes on inside it. Do you think that's all science fiction? Think again, my friend. That's why you have to tune in to Pyramids on Mars UFO radio show on artistfirst.com. my friend Kevin Estrella. He is in a band called Pyramids on Mars. He has also been contacted by aliens. This guy has been a guest on over 15 UFO radio talk shows, so you have to listen to him. There's something going on, and it can't be ignored. He interviews people who have been abducted by aliens. He interviews alien-human hybrids. This is no bullshit. So get to the chopper! Do whatever you have to do and go listen. Get your ass to Mars. Pyramids on Mars. UFO Radio.
There is a Reaper is the story of 5-year-old Christopher Aaron and his life-changing struggle with leukemia. Winner of both the Indie Brag Medallion as well as the Reader's Favorite Silver Medal for Memoir. There is a Reaper has more than 100 Amazon book reviews and a 5-star rating. It has been described as life-changing, spiritual, a must-read. Just released on Audible and iTunes, this memoir is also available in paperback and on Amazon Kindle for only 99 cents. Get your copy of this life-changing memoir today.
Get ready, Jade. I've got a surprise adventure you're going to love.
Really?
We're going to swim with Sally the Tiger Cub. Even get a photo with her that you can share with all your friends.
I don't want to go, Mom.
Feel all right, Jade? I thought you'd love this.
I'm okay, but I feel terrible for those poor tiger cubs. Did you know that they're stolen from their mothers the day they're born?
What?
Yeah. How'd you feel if someone kidnapped me at birth?
Well...
And when the cubs do normal things like nip and paw, they're punished so they'll sit still for photos. And how would you feel if you were a baby and they pushed you into a deep pool to swim for your life?
I never thought about it that way.
And when they get too big to pet, they end up being imprisoned in tiny cages.
Where'd you learn all that?
From StopBigCatAbuse.com.
Studies show that children who learn compassion for animals show more compassion for humans. So teach your children well. Learn more at StopBigCatAbuse.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Pamela Fullen Show on the Artist First Radio Network. You can always send your questions and comments in to DJ@artistfirst.com. Now back to your host, Pamela Fullen.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for staying with me through the break. Again, this broadcast, I'm talking about ways to increase your imagination. And I've compiled this list based upon numerous different writers, blog sites, and websites that I read frequently. And some of them I've tried, some of them I haven't. So let's get back to it. The next way to increase your imagination is exercise. And this is one that I have tried because my little Shih Tzu dog Teddy and I go for a mile walk every morning before I even start working or writing or doing anything on my computer for the day. But there's been times when I hit just a wall in the middle of the day, and I don't know how to continue the story, I don't know how to continue the project I'm working on, that before the, I'm in Texas, so the 100-degree Texas heat hit, I would get up and I would take Tay for a walk, midday, mid-afternoon, something to be able to get some exercise and kind of clear my head for to be able to go back to work. Well, since it's too hot for anyone to be outside in any length of time, I get up and I do something around the house. I'll get up and clean something, dust something, do something to where I'm physically active for just 15, 20 minutes. And it'll be like, okay, now I can go back. Now I know what to do. It's amazing how fast my brain comes back to, oh, this is how you need to do this project, or this is how you need to get past this chapter and make the theme flow. So exercise, I know, definitely works. And I know from having a biology degree that there's a whole lot of different hormones and endorphins that are released when you exercise. So I kind of understand the scientific reason that exercise works. So it's really Nice to know. Hey, this is an easy way to not only keep myself healthy, but also get my imagination going. The next one is one that I've never done per se, but I know from reading all the different blog posts that traveling and seeing different sights works to increase your imagination. And I've got too many pets in this house. I tease that I don't know who is worse about leaving, them or me, because I miss them. Now, before COVID hit, I was really good about going out and just experiencing something new, whether it was going to an art museum or a history museum or someplace I'd never been around Dallas-Fort Worth area, just to be able to see something different and get, it's almost going back to the change of scenery. I'm convinced it works the same way, and that I have experienced. Now, backpacking across Europe or doing some long distance trip, no, I haven't done that type of traveling to see how that works for the imagination. But I know how just getting away and taking a day trip to even the pumpkin farm that I went to last fall was a nice way just to get out in nature and see new surroundings and be able to increase my imagination. So I was really excited to see that traveling, whether it's local or long distance, is a way to increase your imagination. Now, the next one I found, I am completely addicted to because I have an Alexa Dot in my living room, and I always have her playing some form of music. And music is a proven way to increase your imagination. And so I will laugh and look at my pets in the morning. What's going to be the playlist of the day? Because I don't seem to stick to any one style of music for more than one or two days before I'm bored of that playlist and I'm changing it up. So I do know that listening to music throughout the day will help increase your imagination. And I have done classical music or like meditation type music while I'm working. And then I have a bunch of singing type singer music that I'll rotate through when I am not working, just to keep my imagination going while I'm fixing lunch or fixing dinner or doing something for the pets around the house. It really does keep me focused and keep me happy and everything. But the instrumental music is what I have on almost 100% of the time in the house when I'm working on writing. And it really does keep me going and keep me focused. Keeps me off social media that can totally kill an hour without meaning to. And keeps me from getting distracted that I'm really bad at about doing if I'm not watching myself. The next way of increasing your imagination, I've only done when I'm kind of waiting to meet a client or a coworker or a friend, is going to a coffee shop. Now, I've never worked there for more than 10 or 15 minutes waiting to meet somebody, but from all the blog posts and the websites that I've read about, working in a coffee shop has just the right level of noise to keep you occupied without sounding like you're working in dead silence, which is pretty much why I have Alexa playing music during the day for me. So I don't sound like I'm working in completely dead silence, which is really cool. So I've never tried that, working in a coffee shop, but it sounds like a really good idea once we don't have to wear masks and be worried about working in a coffee shop anymore. Another way of increasing your imagination that I have done many times just because I'm always taking pictures of my pets and different decorating ideas I do in the house is using my camera. And we're all so lucky to have a camera now attached to our smartphone. We have a camera anywhere. I know that when I grew up, there was cameras that were separate entities from the phone, but now I just always am using my camera phone to take pictures of my pets. Anyone that follows my Instagram or Facebook or Twitter feed knows the pets are prevalent on those social media sites, but using your camera can increase your imagination just because of the way that it creates and uses a different part of your brain to take those photographs and to get the image or the subject or whatever you're wanting to capture in the frame the way that you want it. So I thought that was really cool because I've been doing that and have been taking videos and pictures of my pets for years, and it increases your imagination. The next one that increases your imagination is taking risk. And I haven't really done this per se because I pretty much am a I think everything through type of personality, and then if I want to do it, I do it. But I'm not real good at absolutely taking risk. I don't like being scared out of my mind and worried about anything. But I do know that just from having the imagination aspect of getting that focus of, okay, this is what I want, this is the goal, even if it's not risky per se, that it does increase your imagination just because, okay, I'm working towards this one specific goal. I'm working towards this one specific idea. And it really does. I guess it keeps me focused, but it does increase my imagination because outside of my work life, okay, this is what I'm working for, whether it was buying this house that I currently live in or being able to bottle raise the kittens. It keeps me driven, it keeps me focused, and it gives me new ideas in my head for all the different stories that I'm working on a daily basis. And another way to increase your imagination, and I know this one, oh my goodness, I know this one to be true, is getting the correct amount of sleep. And again, I'm a ghostwriter and an editor for Fiverr.com and have many clients through there. And I know there's been times that I get up against the wall for a deadline of, oh my gosh, this project is due in the morning and I don't get the right amount of sleep. I'm up late into the night getting the project edited and finished for the client, so I meet the deadline, and it does totally then kill the rest of my day, anything else I want to do the next day, because I only got a couple hours sleep, really does change not only just my brain logic thinking function, but also my imagination function as far as working on any other projects or any other writing that I'm doing for myself might be. And so I know how important getting the correct amount of sleep is. And I'm always looking up, how much sleep do I need for my age and everything? And there's so many different websites and answers to that. But I think every person is different, because I tease, I can do minimal number of sleep one time in a row. If I do it more than one night in a row,
it's a guaranteed way I'm going to hit exhaustion and get sick. So I know that sleeping is very important to keeping your imagination going. And the last one I totally added to the list for by myself, because I know that when I was teaching park and rec classes for creative writing to the children in Carrollton and Dallas area, it was so much fun. And I thought, this is a good way of increasing your imagination. And I was a teacher, but just using little story starter ideas is a great way to increase your imagination. Just these simple sentences that I would read to the children, trying to get them to finish the sentence for me, like a cat looked in a paper bag and saw, and you'd have to finish the sentence. Did the cat see a mouse? Did it see darkness? Did it see a toy? What did the cat see when it walked in the paper bag? So those type of, well, story starter ideas that there's hundreds of for every genre, if you type in story starters on Google, are a fun way to increase your imagination and keep your imagination going. So I hope you guys have enjoyed tonight's broadcast about imagination and the different ways that I keep my imagination going as a writer. And if you want to know more about me, you can find out more about my books and the events I'm doing at my website, PamelaFoland.com, and listen to any of my archives radio shows on artistfirst.com. And I hope you guys stay safe and have a great night. And I'll talk to you next month, the fourth Monday of every month. Have a good one.